In Parshat Vayigash, when Yaakov Avinu comes down to Mitzrayim, so Yosef takes him to Pari, and Pari asks him, "Kama yimei shnei chayecho? How old are you?" And he answers an interesting answer. "Vayomer Yaakov al Pari, yimei shnei megurai, shleishim yashrano. Mat varim ha yimei shnei chayai, v'yisigus yimei shnei chayei avoytai yimei megurayim." Starts off with Megurai, switches to Chayai, back to Chayai, back to Megurai. What's the difference between them? Sfarno already is Ma'ur. There's a difference between Megurai and Chayai. Another Mefarshim. Yeah. Balei Musa is saying, Rava brings down the Shir Chumash. He says that he's telling him that there's two different types of life. There's walking the earth, there's being alive, actually living, a person's breathing, and then there's really living. There's real life. And he was signing that. How many days, how many years have I walked the earth? 130 years. But how long have I actually lived? This is matvroim. I didn't live as much as I wanted to live. I haven't reached the chius that my father had, that my grandfather had. They really lived the days. All their yimei chayai and yimei megurai matched up. As many days as they were living and walking the earth, that's how many days they were actually living. As opposed to me, I didn't live as many days as I walked the earth. Why? What's life? So, if you look at the end of the parasha, when it's referring to the goyim, it says that there was no food b'chlal, and they came to Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik told them what to do. The first year they already were able to make do, the second year they didn't have anything. They sold they gave them their land, they sold themselves. And it says, "Vayomru hechi yisanu, nimtzachin v'enei adoni v'yinu avodim l'parim." Hechi yisanu, you gave us chayim. What does that mean? You gave us food. If we have food, we're alive. That's a goy. As long as I have food, then I'm alive. However, with Yaakov Avinu, it's not that way. What's the chayim by Yaakov Avinu? But the chi met ruach Yaakov Avinu. When he came back, and they told Yaakov Avinu, "Oy deyiv chay, Moshe b'chol mitzrayim." So it says, "But chi ruach Yaakov Avinu." What's the ruach Yaakov Avinu? Rashi says, "Shor sadlov shchina." That's real chayim. It says the shchina was always with Yitzchok Avinu and with Avraham Avinu their entire lives. Yaakov Avinu had 22 years that he didn't have the Shechina. So Mela, the amount of Chaim that he had didn't match up to the Chaim that his father and grandfather had. By Goyim, being alive is living, as opposed to by, they tell a story, Kinyur Tamashal, that a person was once passed by a cemetery. He was looking, perusing the tombstones. And he sees this person lived for 7 years, this person lived for 3 years, this person lived for 19 years, this person lived for 6 years. The whole cemetery is just, everybody died when they're kids. This is not, in this cemetery we do things different. We only count the days that people used wisely. This person, out of his whole life, he used 3 years, this person lives 19 years, this person lives 6 years, this person lives. There's a difference between, maybe it looks like they're living, but they're not really living. There's an interesting Gemara says, famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva, well known, important Gemara, that says, Pappas ben Yehuda found after the Romans were geyser that you shouldn't be Yosek in Torah. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan, Pamachas, Nigzer, Machos, Arashal, Shalayaski, Yisrobat Torah. And Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah, so Pappas ben Yehuda came to Rabbi Akiva and he says, "You don't know that, you're not scared that they're going to put you in jail." So he says, "I'm going to give you a mashal." He says, one time there was a shul that was walking on the side of the banks of the river, and he sees that the fish are going swimming back and forth in a frenzy. So he says, "What's the problem?" So he says, "There's nets over here, they're trying to catch us." So the shul says, "What's the problem?" He says, "Why don't you come to us?" He says, "Retainichem shetalu di abosho. Why don't you come up to the earth, come out of the water, you won't have to worry about the net, and we'll live together peacefully." He says, "Ah, Shul, you're the one that is saying pikel shebachayis." He says, "Tipish." He says, "Ela tipish ato, ma b'mokom yuseinu yisar, b'mokom yisuseinu alachas kam v'kamo." He says, "If in a place that we're supposed to live, that we have the ability to live, we're scared. Certainly in a place that we don't have the ability to live, outside the water, for sure we're going to die." So he says, "Af anachnu achshav shanu yesh meitzim v'terek tiv ki chayecha v'rekamecha kach imanu holchum v'vatlam menu achas kam v'kama." So Torah is our life. It's our life. How are we going to live? So if Gifter asked, he says, "I don't think, what does he need a whole mashal for?" The pasuk says, "Ki chayecha." This is our life. I can't do it. What do you mean? I'm not going to learn Torah, so I'm going to die. So I have to do it. What's the whole mashal about? So he says, he wanted to give him a mashal, he says that sometimes you see people, they're not learning Torah. Fati, look at the guy, and it looks like they're having a great time. They live, they're alive. They're jumping, they're happy, they're alive. He says, Em shalcha mashal. Let me give you a mashal. He says, take a fish and take him out of the water. What does the fish start to do? He starts flapping around, jumping in. You look at him, he looks like he's happy. He's having a great time. But we know that this dance is not a dance of life, of happiness, it's a dance of death. He's about to die. It's cooked ice. It looks, maybe at first sight, that in a chanami he's happy. But this is just a dance. It looks like he's alive. It looks like he's mamish. The guy, the fry, they look like they're alive. They're not really alive. They may be chayim. They may be walking this earth. But real life, real chiyut, it only comes from avodas Hashem. Somebody uses his life for avodas Hashem, then he has real chiyut. So Yaakov Avinu, can we say that he didn't use his life for avodas Hashem? Certainly used his life for avodas Hashem. But missing the Shechina, he felt that he was missing something. And in fact, it's mefurish that he used at the end of, in the beginning of next week's parasha, it says v'yikruvu yimei Yisrael Amos. So what's the lashon of v'yikruvu yimei Yisrael Amos? The days of Yisrael became close to die. So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh brings down from the Arizal. He says that every person is allotted a certain amount of days. Kafi the Nitzaitis, that he has to be Mesakin. And every day, he has to be Mesakin that day. And the Mela, a person has a job to accomplish every single day. Therefore, when he comes to Shemayim at the end of the time, it's his days that are coming. How many days? V'yikruvu yimei Yisrael Amos. All his days came together because each day he fulfilled. Each day he did what he's supposed to do. Memela, the Cesar Volbe, he says that Kumtais, that the real Nakuda over here of a person's life is Avodas Hashem, is not so much whether or not he finishes the Shas or not. The Nakuda is, how did he spend every day? Did he spend every day learning? Did he spend every day in Avodas Hashem? As I heard from Vashem, my friend, he said the Nakuda is not the Da, it's the Yermi. Right? It's that every day should be Avodas Hashem. Every day. And if at that end of the day a person doesn't want to start off Yomi, because what's going to be? How am I going to finish 7.5 years? Especially the Dershu one now with the bills, 14 years. Refrat, how can we do it? I don't know if we can do it. The Nikud is really every day. Every day that a person has, the need that is, before a person goes to sleep at night, how did I use my day? Did I use my day wisely? Did I not use my day wisely? Tomorrow's going to be different. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's going to be a... And there's no reason to get and if the past hasn't been so great, there's no reason to get depressed. There's a tremendous word that I heard, I think it was Reb Arye Finkel's son-in-law spoke on his yard site about a year ago, and he said in this week's parasha, it says that Yosef and Binyamin Asadik, Yosef cried on Binyamin's shoulder and Binyamin cried on Yosef's shoulder. What's the reason why? So Rashi says, for each one is crying for the other one, for the Batim Dashim that were in his, the Mishkan that was in Shiloh, and each one cried for the other one's Beis Migdosh that was destroyed. So there's a story, the Shiloh is, why didn't each one cry for his own Korban? Why are they crying for each other? There's a story, I can't recall who he mentioned. Two of the Rebbes, because these Rebbes after the war, they were talking, and they both lost their entire Hasidus. Tremendous chassidus beforehand, and one of them was saying to the other one, like everything that he built up, everything that it's all went up in flames. So he said back to me, he asked him this question. He says, what's the pshat that each Yosef and Binyamin, they each cried for the other one? They didn't cry for themselves. He says, because for yourself, if it's a minigam to yourself, you had a korban, get up and build again. There's always the possibility. If you're alive, then you can build again. Start again from the beginning. If it's somebody else's korban, what's coming to end? There's nothing to do. But for your eigen korban, if a person went and had his own past is not as much as he wanted it to be. There's always the vayter. There's always in the chanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be this way. There's always the echelus to build again. And you see what tremendous things the mirror before the war and the mirror after the war, Panovich, and many of the yeshivas that are class, Baron brought to America, King Lakewood, all the chassidus that happened, Kleisenberger Rebbe. He lost everything. He lost his family. Tzadon Chassidus now, Bama Chassidus, everything. To start again, to build again, is tremendous. Have the chiluz to build again. So, no matter what the past was, you don't really have to worry about, am I going to be able to finish Shas? I'm not going to be able to finish Shas. And the truth is, how does each person use their day? And really, a person every day should... says, I'll show you the Torah, I'll tell you about the Torah, I'll tell you about the Torah, and the Torah says, that's the real reason why we're here in this world.
to do these three things. Torah, avoda, gemilas chasadim.
Meila, every day, really, that should be the person's cheshbon nefesh. Did I learn Torah today? Did I avoda? Did I daven today? Gemilas chasadim. The money, the Chofetz Chaim says, many people say, many Aves Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim also brings it down, that lechatzila, a person shouldn't go to sleep before doing a ma'aseh chesed. A person has a family, they have a tremendous amount of possibilities to do chesed. I heard yesterday by Lavayo, and it was sad, I'll end up with one story from him. My great uncle was nefter, Gisla Gujinsky. And he would always say, I think the Torah is from his father, the Torah is of Rome, do you want to do chesed with the entire Welt? How can you do chesed? You're sitting in your own room and you can do chesed with 8 billion people. How do you do chesed with 8 billion people? Daven for them. You can daven? Sit, daven for them is doing chesed with everyone. Goybal nafshi is chesed, is you doing chesed for yourself. But you have the yecheles, and that's what the whole tefillah is, b'lashon Rambam. When you think about what you're doing, you have the yecheles to do chesed for anybody that you want in the entire world, and the entire world together. You have the yecheles, every single tefillah that you say, to do chesed for the entire world. So a person thinks about it, and it's a ma'aseh chesed. Even if he doesn't, it's certainly a chelek which is a chesed. But there's a need to do a b'poyal ma'aseh chesed also, to do Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim. Did this day pass by with Torah? Did it pass by with avodah? Did it pass by with gemilas chasadim? We just end off with one story from Yitzhak Yudzinski. He actually became a Yostim when he was less than a year old. His mother died 90 years before he died. And his father was killed in the Kovno ghetto. And he came to Eretz Yisrael afterwards and he rebuilt his life. Kitzur, his great grandchild had a chasana recently. And a mechutin, and the whole family was dancing together. Baruch Hashem, Zerah Baruch Hashem, everybody shimmer Torah mitzvah, it's all dancing together. This mechutin came over to him and he said to him, he says, this is your nekama for against the Nazis. So he answered him back, he says, nekama? Nazis? He says, what did the Nazis do to me? Hitler? Who's Hitler b'chol? What did he do to me? Kadosh Baruch Hu asa v'oise v'yasa l'chol ha'maisim. Wasn't the Nazis, wasn't Hitler, was Ribbono Shel Olam. Somebody that has that Akaro, and he's focused, and he realizes it's all Ribbono Shel Olam, then he's focused in life. This person's focused in life, he'll make sure that every day of his life he uses to the nth degree, to the greatest possibility that he has, that at the end he should be able to be Yikru Kol Yom, and every day should be used. Oisi Yoyim Yoyim Yidreishun, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him every Yid. Every day there should be Oivir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Terah Avoyim Gimel Sosan.